Today's between master and disciples go beyond the difficulties of life will be presented in Formosan and English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
福摩沙台湾是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景。自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、迷人的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。中部地区有一系列美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本土出名的文化中心，到即马依然保有真侪早期移民初到此地时的传统。
2007年年初，亲爱的牧师回应了咱世界会会员新地的卡邦。2007年2月18日，参加新年庆祝活动。甲来自全世界，大约一万名的世界会会员，甲贵宾，伫福尔摩沙欢庆第年旧历新年。这吉祥日子的当日，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。亲爱牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国是和平奖，基金会会长曼纽尔莫纳托先生。甲参议员赫赫森阿尔瓦雷兹表彰因伫菲律宾对尤罗难民所做的慈善义举。
即马邀请恁做伙聆听1994年12月甲1995年正月，青海牧上师伫福摩沙西湖会见西方同修的时阵所做的开始，主题是。性命因为垂怜李兴华。
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.When association members convene from around the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai often meets with groups of different nationalities for discussions in English or their native language.
My son told to me, I think this is one of my best lives.
You remember? Last life worse than this. Sometimes the young children can remember their past life.
That's what I've
seen. So what they tell you is correct. Say, oh, it's better than last time. Yeah, it's true. Yes, yeah. Children change people in mostly the positive way. Yeah. That's why God sent children to us. He sent dogs and cats also, they change people.Whatever we need, God will provide. As long as we're not attached to the instrument, we're all right. But we mostly become attached to the instrument. You know, a dog, sons, and daughter become our own. God sent us there only to help us temporarily, right? But then we cling to it. It's mine. And then we have trouble when we lose it. That's all. Otherwise, we can have anything we want. Gold, woman, wine. But why you get used to it, then you cannot let go. That's the problem, you see. So we have to choose what is less addictive, you see. That's why no wine, no cigarette, no drug, no gambling. Most of these things are very addictive, and it will pull you more down and down more. And when you're drunk, you break all the precepts and all the rules. Yeah. One of very famous thing I read this morning, he was drunk and he copied out the lyric of some other singer in Brazil by mistake. He didn't even know that. But the song comes to his mind and he wrote it down and it became a hit. But he openly apologized anyhow already, so no problem. And he was drunk and he made a lot of millions of dollars out of that. Later he realized it and he donates all this to the children's fund. When you're drunk, you do many things that you don't remember. Things like that. That's why we should abstain from these addictive things which cloud our vision. Yeah? Not that keeping the precept make you go to heaven. It's not so. Because the cow also never drink wine. And the buffalo and the elephant don't smoke. But they will not become Buddha by that. Okay? They eat vegetarian all their life. Yeah. But that doesn't make you become Buddha. Okay? It's conscious precept. Yeah? Keeping you away from harmful effects.
When I was suffering, my sister told me, why don't you drink a glass of beer so you feel better?
Yeah. But then later they become so used with it and they have to add more and more volume all the time. And that's when they become addicted. And that's the problem. Otherwise, a glass of beer, a glass of wine won't bring you to hell right away. Or slowly later. So if we start with wine or cigarette, it will add up more. That's only the problem. Not because I'm strict with you with a glass of wine or a cigarette. But I know the problem afterward. Once you're so relying on this outer comfort and forget the inner power that can smooth out any situation. You see, and you always reach for a glass of wine instead of do the Guan Yin. Yeah. And then you'll be in more and more trouble. The more you drink, the more trouble. And then you create more trouble by drinking later on because you know nothing more when you're drunk. Yeah? And you break all the precepts. A long time ago, there was a man who was forced to break one of the 5 precepts. Either he drink the wine, alcohol, yeah, or he has to go and steal or kill his mother or get adultery, thing like that. And then he chose drinking. He said, oh, that cannot be bad. It's drink to only harm myself. But when he's drunk, he went to the neighbor, you know, do everything with his wife. And then when his wife came and jealous, he killed her. And mother came and interfered, you know, tried to stop him. He killed mother also. And take a possession from the neighbor and don't know anything because he break all the precepts after he broke that one. That's the trouble with alcohol. That's all. Just an example. It might not be so, but to the extent it could happen. Most people, they drink because they remember heavenly feeling. Once they were in heaven, they remember unconsciously how carefree, how happy they were before they came to this world. So they cannot find anything else to resemble this kind of feeling they have. So when alcohol or smoke or drugs make them feel all similar, and then they turn to this kind of cheap substitute, and then it becomes habit, and they think, oh, that offer happiness. You know, actually it's just a cheap copy. And that's how the king of Maya lure them into making trouble. Yeah, create all kind of things for you.
This was thanks to an ecstasy that I began to search for God.
Yeah?
Because before I was just playing around, taking drugs sometimes and drinking and, well, breaking all the precepts.
Never mind. And, you didn't have any precepts before.
No more. And I think God put it on my way so that I realized that I was not inside. Then I decided that I would look for the ecstasy, but without ecstasy.
Without the substitute. That's what I was. The real one.
Yeah. And
sure.
That's what I
had
to be again.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. It's good. It's good. The people in this world are very pitiful, you know. When they don't know the real ecstasy, they look for anything. Money, woman, gambling, drug. So people who take drug and drink a few happiness, okay, that's it. That's how we get happiness. And then the more they deepen into it, the more they addict. And then they will not look for the real ecstasy. Yeah? Except when they're truly very sincere. And then God will take pity on them and bring them to the right path. But that's very rare. Once you're into drug, very rare you can wake up and think clearly. drug and alcohol, my people crowded.
Yeah.
That's a pity, you know, the devil circle. The more you drink, the more you drunk. The more you drink, the more you don't know. The more you don't know, the more you drink. And the more miserable, the higher dose. The higher dose, the more craving. And the more craving, the higher dose. And then you finish.
But would it mean if there's a very special case, maybe New Year, everybody drinks a glass of champagne, do I have to say no, not for me? If I don't have it because I want to drink alcohol, but because otherwise I'm not safe.
Why should you say yes when you don't want it? Why? Why should you let other people poison you for social politeness? Well, no, it's no. Okay? Because I don't know where this glass of champagne leads you. I cannot guarantee. One glass, and then they say, okay, you drink, never mind, one more. Okay, for me, all right, one for Baba, one for Mama. And tea for two for tea. And the next time they invite you again, they know your habit. They will pour another drink for you. They probably don't say it's champagne or not champagne, you just drink it, because it became a social habit. Very difficult to break it. You see, and one glass leads to another. And you know what champagne make people? Oh, this drink. Sexy. I don't know where it ends you, okay? So take care of yourself. You must know the temptation of this world is very strong. It's difficult for me to pull you out now, and what do you want to go back in again? I don't know if I keep coming to pull you out again. Take care of yourself, okay? Be responsible, all right? Just know. The first time, no, then the second time. You don't have to say it again. If you say the first time, yes, the second time, whether you say no, yes, you must say it again. That makes trouble, huh? And then you have to explain why you drink it the first time and don't drink it the second time. And then you offend the people more. And then it's more difficult to get out. And then the other friend saw you drink it this time. When they invite you to the other party, they say, oh, I saw you drink it. Okay, no. And then that other party, new friend, saw you drink it and invite you to their house and then drink more. And you never finish.
I had the same problem in the beginning. Friends would have a party and have drinks and all that. And I, from the time I was initiated, I just said, no, I only drink non-alcoholic drinks.
Yes.
And now whenever I go to their party, they always have a non-alcoholic drink.
Yes,
like apple cider.
Yes, that's the best thing for you.
Alcoholic
protect
champagne.
Yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Otherwise, because once you say no, the whole party, many people know already. So whomever from that party group invites you next time, that will not make trouble for you. Not only that, the owner of the house, the whole party will know, you see? It saves you 40 more times to say no. If you say yes later, 40 more times you have to say yes or no. It make a lot of trouble. Huh? Waste your energy. Okay. And if you drink at that party and you don't drink in the other party, oh, they think, oh, you don't like my house. You don't like me. You're not my friend. Think like, oh, people get sensitive over nothing, you never know. Right.
And in addition to that, they think that your precepts are flexible, and then they will come to the dinner table and they'll try and serve you meat.
Try serving meat also. It's better not, huh? It's better not. Also, sometimes you have allergy, cause your liver problem, a lot of things. Not only breaking the precept, but sometimes your body is weaker and weaker with the age, and sometimes it cannot tolerate alcohol. Once you're used to with champagne, you'll be used to with whiskey, and then you never stop. It's better not, and better don't go where champagne is. And if you go near that bar, you probably like to do it again, for the fun of it. Because it looks charming and sociable, and many people there. But it's not useful, that's all, okay? Once my mind is wake up again with the taste of... But actually, I believe all of you can control. Yeah? Because after initiation, you know what is what. Even if you make mistake or you fall once, you will stand up again. But why? Why make yourself fall down and then to prove to yourself that you can wake up, you know, and stand up again? Why don't just stand? I don't really force you to do anything. But it's better, you know, to keep ourselves safe, huh? That's right, huh?
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum, liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Laughing is always good for you. Mm-hmm. Even when you force yourself to laugh, medicine people have researched and found out, even you force yourself to laugh, the whole body react in a happy tune, the whole cell, because it's used to taking order. When you laugh, that means the brain already tell you to laugh. And when one muscle here move, all the cell here connected with the whole body. And when it's here move, the whole cell know, laughing now, happy, happy, happy. And then the positive will come, even you force yourself. So the more you laugh, the more you smile, the more the better for you. ein Heiliger, der traurig ist, ist ein trauriger Heiliger. The saint who is miserable is a miserable saint. They say it in Germany. So what is the use of a miserable saint? It's no good for them. I try all my best to make them laugh. And they get used to it. Many people don't know what laugh means. You know, especially those with the conservative family, especially men or women. Laughing shows that you don't have manner. You show your feeling, you're weak, you know, you are conquered. So you have to hide your feeling, you know. Locked it inside, don't laugh, don't cry, don't show anything. You know, scare people, you know. So grown up, they're used to it. Family tradition and always continue down. And then children grow up, you know, restricted in laughter. When I was young, even my father forbid me to laugh, or laugh too long. Yeah, I was young. But I always laugh when I'm outside the house. So both of us are happy. The whole cell of the body, each cell link with each other, right? So whatever one muscle do, the other follow. So it's logical that when we smile, even forcefully, the other cell, you know, create a happy expectation. And now it's laughing time. Everybody, you know, flower kind of open, and the whole body chain react in a happy mood. And then they make you young and relaxed. Yeah, they say so. And it's logical, huh? It relaxes all the muscle and the cell and make you young and radiant, and all the sickness go down. You can find it logical, because many miserable people, they have also their all kind of pain and things like that. Or if they have hatred, true hatred in their heart, not the outward burst of, you know, temporary situation created anger, you know. But if they truly deep have hatred, and they have a lot of sickness and ache and pain, and they don't know where from. But people who are always laughing, you know, and forgiving and smiling, they live, you know, a freer life, freer from pain. Yeah. And even if they have pain, they bear it better, because they're used to, the muscle and the cell are used to with reacting in positive way, so the pain will get lessened. Okay? I think it's logical. I don't need to be a medical man to know it. Huh?
感谢爱心的观众收看今日的师徒之间节目，接下来请收看无上师电视台的动物世界，咱的厝边调整新闻后马上播出，愿上天的慈爱加持您的生命。
We appreciate your loving presence today on Between Master and Disciples. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitantsIs coming up next, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven grace your life with loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.